Adobe is absolutely killing it when it comes to AI. I've been really impressed overall. There's a lot of large companies that I feel like have really kind of floundered in this big AI push, and Adobe is not one of them. So today I want to talk about one of the most recent features they're adding to Photoshop, why this is a big deal, and why I see Adobe as a long-term AI winner, why I think they really did take advantage of what's going on, and have come up with some really unique, powerful AI tech. So let's jump into it. The big headline story today is that Adobe's Photoshop has just introduced an AI-powered, you know, it's a generative expand feature. So I think they're really kind of revolutionizing the digital landscape by leveraging their Firefly AI models. And they're introducing a lot of really innovative features in Photoshop, a bunch of their other products, but Photoshop in particular, I've seen some really cool stuff. So they have a new feature called Generative Expand, and this feature is going to allow users to essentially augment their images beyond their original bounds, as this is essentially how Adobe explained it. But the Generative Expand feature is currently available in Photoshop beta, so it's not rolled out to everyone yet, but it enables users to essentially resize and extend their images using the crop tool. So you know, the crop tool, traditionally you can use it to kind of expand a canvas, but when you hit the generate button on Photoshop's taskbar, generative expand fills in the newly created white space with AI generated content, and it will just blend it seamlessly with the existing image, right? So if you have an image and you're like, hey, we want this thing to be like 4 pixels taller and like, you know, 19 pixels wider or whatever, right, an inch taller, 4 inches wider, you just use that expand tool. And the crazy thing about this is the crop tool, it can expand in all directions. So previously people have done a couple different things, like, you know, make it a little wider, a little taller, a little this, a little that, add a little here, add a little there, right? People are doing this. At this point, you pretty much, like, you could have a small image in the middle, expand this thing way out, and all of a sudden it's filling in, you know, everything around this. So I've seen a bit of a demo that Adobe did, but it was kind of crazy. They showed one example where essentially they had a picture that was a boardwalk to a beach. You can see some chairs at the end, and there's like kind of a canopy of leaves over the boardwalk. It's a fairly small picture. They then expand that image to be about 7 times bigger, and or I think maybe like 3 times bigger, sorry. So so they expand this whole thing out, and all of a sudden, boom, this thing is showing the entire beach, a massive palm tree overhead, the ocean, blue sky. Like, the image gets, like this is, it's adding so much context. It's creating an entirely new image almost, right? So you could almost put a small image in the corner, expand this thing way big, and you get a brand new image completely generated by AI. I think this is, you know, really, really cool. So OpenAI has actually for a long time offered an uncropping tool with DALL-E 2. And I think that some other platforms like Midjourney and Stability AI's Dream Studio have also done this. So this isn't necessarily a novel feature of generative AI, but with an integration directly into Photoshop, I think that this is going to be a bigger play of people using this tool. So it's very cool. And, you know, Photoshop has an estimated 29 million members worldwide. So this is, you know, a very strategic play. So Adobe highlights a bunch of different use cases that this feature could be used for in a blog post that they recently shared. They said, quote, suppose your subject is cut off, your image isn't in the aspect ratio you want, or an object is in focus is misaligned with other parts of the image. You can use Generative Expand to expand your canvas and get your image to look like anyone or anything you can imagine. So users can add generative AI content to a canvas either with or without a text prompt, I think, which is what's kind of cool. So you can also, you know, like, I would also say that using a prompt really kind of ensures that the expanded image is going to include any content mentioned in the text, right? So you could just expand this thing out and say, boom, go generate however you want. Or you can expand it out, throw a text in there that's like, expand it out with the ocean, make sure to put a boat in the ocean and an airplane in the sky, or, you know, whatever you want to do. If there's something specific you want to add to that expansion, you can let it know. I think that the added context gets integrated as a new layer in Photoshop, and this really gives users, I think, the flexibility to discard, you know, if they're not satisfied with the results. And I think that's a really good idea, right? Just creating an entire new layer with that. Addressing the notorious problem of, you know, content that isn't always great in generative art, Adobe has confirmed that it's implemented filters to prevent, you know, Generative Expand from creating inappropriate content. They said, quote, filters are applied to text prompts to reduce the creation of images that may contain inappropriate content. That's what a spokesperson was, you know, recently explaining. And Adobe has also taken steps to monitor and block any violating content in the Firefly generated images. So the images that this is originally trained on, they've went there and actually been able to clean the data set so that it's, you know, doesn't have anything suspicious or bad in there as well. I think the, you know, the whole advent of generative expansion isn't brand new. Like I mentioned earlier, right, you got DALL-E 2, Midjourney, Stability AI. These are kind of the three big image generating players, and all of them already are offering these tools. But again, I really do think this is a very big move when you have a mainstream company like Photoshop coming to market with this feature, right? 30 million members that are using this very frequently, and now they're going to be able to implement this in a very real way. I think we are going to see, you're probably going to see more people using this generative kind of expansion feature on images here on Photoshop than on possibly the other platforms combined. I mean, I know that might sound crazy, but like really Photoshop is Adobe's Photoshop. Like people that are using that are implementing things in real time very consistently. And you're going to see a lot of photographers and a lot of other people that are working there. I think one potential drawback is that Generative Expand is not available for commercial use yet. So Adobe does plan to change that in the second half of this year. But if it's not available for commercial use, right, you couldn't actually see a photographer, you know, editing that and technically selling the painting or the picture. And I'm sure a lot of people will. But when it's technically not allowed, I think it definitely holds a lot of people back from doing that. And especially when you're talking about corporate, that, you know, if corporate rolled this out to corporations rolled this out to all of their employees being able to use it, I think we'd see a massive uptick. I mean, honestly, just from the fact of, you know, people that write blogs, almost every corporation has a corporate blog and articles and social posts and stuff. They would all want to, I would assume, use a lot of these tools. I think they'd be very, very beneficial. So in addition to Generative Expand, Adobe is also introducing support for Photoshop's Firefly-powered text-to-image feature to over 100 languages. I think that is also very massive. And the company has said that these features have been used to generate more than 900 million images to date, right? Like I said, it's really hard to understand just the level of usage that Adobe is going to, you know, create. And I think if you really kind of contrasted this to even something like Midjourney, right? People are going to be like, oh, well, Midjourney's got like 7 million people in their Discord. Like they're going to be way more used. And perhaps if you just looked at images generated, perhaps Discord has more, you know, that are being actively generated. But when you're looking at like what happens to those images, the people generating stuff on Photoshop, for example, are probably putting them on blogs and websites and all over the place. These are professionals that probably have a bigger reach, in my opinion. I mean, this is speculative. They have a bigger reach than perhaps people generating things on Midjourney exclusively. So I don't know. I think it's a really big play, and I think it is actually a really big deal. That's why I bring it up today. I think that languages included in this new, you know, 100 languages that they're rolling out are Arabic, Czech, Greek, and Thai. Those are just like some random ones that they're included in this. Both the expanded language support and Generative Expand are accessible in Photoshop beta as of today. So not not everyone, but anyone that has access to the beta. So I think this is a really big move. Big kudos to Photoshop and for Adobe to continue rolling out some really powerful AI plays and really powerful AI technology. Really impressed with what they're doing and excited to see how this continues in the future.